You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Pick My Brain is the podcast where founders pitch me their startup and I try to give them some useful advice so they can connect better with potential co-founders, investors, media, and of course, customers. My name's Alan Jones and I was a founder myself for about 15 years, and after that an angel investor for another 15 years, so yeah, old. Some of my ventures have been successful and some failed disastrously, but I like to think I've learned a thing or two along the way, and maybe some of that can help you. So if you'd like to learn how to tweak your pitch, subscribe to the Pick My Brain show now, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Welcome to FinTech Fun. FinTech Fun is a podcast where Australian fintechs come to share their stories.
Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the FinTech Fun podcast series, I'm joined by Tom Ferrier, co-founder of Greener. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Really well, Chris. So excited to be part of the Sub 11 cast.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. We caught up in a previous life with another podcast series talking about your journey from Brambles back in the day. But, mate, do you want to give the listeners a bit of an understanding of what Greener is and how it began?
Mate, look, I'd love to. I was at an event probably, it would have been 5 years or so ago now, and someone came up to me who I didn't even know, and they said, "Did you know consumerism is the cause of the climate crisis?" I thought, this is a very heavy intro. What have I gotten myself into here tonight? And they followed on to say that it's because everything we buy has a hidden price tag on the planet. That price tag's carbon, the key contributor to climate change. And it was one of those statements that rattled me in a good way. I started to instantly see the things that I've been buying this week, a can of Coke, and I know it's about $2 or so, but I never saw or thought about this hidden price tag of the emissions coming off it. And this person then went on to say that we could actually stop this climate crisis if we all got our carbon footprints down to 2 tons per annum. And it instantly led me to, well, what's mine? Mm. And they said the average Aussie is somewhere between 15 and 20 tons. And from that moment, I didn't realize we all had our own target to make a difference and that we could all drive to do that. And I guess, Chris, it's been that day 5 years ago, I have not had a day since then that I haven't been working on or thinking about what Greener is and where it's become to now. So 6 months later after that that evening, I met my co-founder, Neil, and we're super excited to be launching what we will recognise as the number one clean tech startup in the country to help people end climate change with every dollar they spend.
Fantastic, mate. 5 years ago, there you go. And did you ever work out who that person was that said that conversation to you?
Mate, I've been trying to figure out who they were ever since. I do know what event it was, and I'm sure I can figure out someone that can point me in the right direction, because I ultimately want to say a massive thank you to them, because not only has it really set my life on a different course, we're about to do something that I truly believe is game-changing, and that's why it's taken us so long. It's not one of those flash in the pan, yesterday we thought of this quick rich scheme.
Yep.
Exactly, through fintech. Everything we're doing is really underpinned by the deep environmental science as well as deep behavioral science, because changing people's behaviors is hard. But yeah, I have to dig it up and see who it was and give them a big pat on the back and maybe buy them a drink.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Maybe this podcast can help with the reach potentially if someone's listening out there that was at that particular event, mate. But let's go into the nitty-gritty then of what Greener is from that big ambition that you had and the big after that conversation and how that the business has pivoted to where it is now.
Yeah, sure. So after doing a bit of digging from speaking to that person, what most people don't know is 60% of the emissions that are causing climate change are really a result of what we, just everyday people, are buying every day. And it's because there's about 300 grams of carbon attached to every dollar we spend, and consumers across the globe spend about $185 billion every day. So to really combat that's why we exist. We're creating a new green economy, one that brings people and businesses together and ensures everything we buy is carbon neutral to get our footprints down to that 2-ton limit or target to help end climate change. And as a really quick, I guess, explainer, here's how it works for a consumer. They simply download the Greener app and they're then given Greener brands in the palm of their hand for everything they buy. They can then choose to securely link their bank account using secure open banking technology. And when our users then shop with these businesses in the green economy, the, whatever they buy is automatically carbon offset at no cost to the consumer. But when they're not shopping in the green economy, this is where the magic also happens, because we then are able to provide smart suggestions for carbon neutral options next time. So in all up, in under 3 minutes, people can be helping in climate change with everything they with every dollar they spend. And we've already secured over 250 brands joining as founding partners of the green economy. Fantastic organisations like XTM, Scoop Whole Foods, Koala Eco, Bondi Born, Adorn Cosmetics, and even Microsoft. And it's because these brands understand that sustainability is the next frontier of customer loyalty. But just to close on that, the most exciting part is the impact opportunity in front of us, because it's massive. Just here in Australia, if the green economy takes off, we could take the equivalent of 58 million cars off the road each year, and that's 3 times the number of cars on the road in the country. So we are just so excited by the impact opportunity in front of us, but also the incredible brands that are backing this vision to bring it to life.
Tom, there's so much to unpack there, mate, and congratulations on those brands that have joined your platform. But you know, from a consumer point of view and from a business point of view, how does one, I suppose, know what is good, what is bad, and is there the education process around a consumer and what they're buying, and how important is that for Greener to get that message through?
Mate, it is critical on a number of fronts. And I guess the first reason it's so important is education and awareness is really the first step anyone needs to take before they're passionate about helping solve a problem. And it was where my journey started back at that event 5 years ago. So that education is key, but it needs to be done in small bite-sized pieces that actually engage the user and pique their interest, not 20-page long white papers written by a scientist. So education and awareness is key, but also helping people understand what these businesses are doing to get better for the planet. Because some are really looking at packaging and waste and how they can reduce their footprint there. Some are looking at how they can actually reduce their emissions, because that is the key to ending climate change. And yet others are really also doing things around better materials, being more responsible businesses. So how we really do that is we look at what these businesses that are eligible. Well, firstly, we figure out which businesses are eligible for the green economy, making sure that they're not doing anything bad to the planet. Think of it like if your business is testing on animals, you do not qualify for the green economy. If you're fracking fossil fuels and yet you've got a green energy division, I guess, plan, you don't qualify. So it's really key that we hold those things true, because greenwash is becoming so prevalent. But what we also know is that no one's going to take action if it's too hard or if they feel like they have to be perfect. So we want to really celebrate brands that are on the journey. And a key message from us is not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Let's make sure we celebrate those that are getting better and make sure that what you then do purchase from these businesses is carbon neutral to get your footprint down to the target, so you're doing your bit to end this crisis.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in terms of the idea around reducing our individual footprints, I mean, there's been talk about a consumer score, or like how does someone really kind of encapsulate their entire spending habits into, you know, a better process?
We've been really lucky to be working with some of the best and brightest at Harvard University and their behavioural science team. They're actually the same brains behind the Qantas being one of the most successful airlines globally in the carbon offset market. Mm. So Professor Michael Hiscox is always challenging us. How do we make it simpler? How do we make it more relevant? And how do we deliver more magic to the user, but underpin it with the deep science to make sure the credibility is there. And so we're always testing. We tested different things like a greener rating, a star rating for consumers, a score, a footprint in itself. And it's something that even just in the last 2 months by having our latest beta in market, we've been learning. So right now I can't give you the exact answer, only because it iterates and changes on a daily basis. But we're about to get close to landing that baseline and then making sure that we can help consumers not only understand it, but take easy action to reduce it.
Yep. No, and mate, in the last couple of months has been busy for you. We caught up recently, but got some headlines recently with a raise. Do you want to talk through that and the importance of now being able to put the foot down?
Chris, you don't well, I'm sure you do understand. You speak to founders every day, but this is an absolute game changer for us. We were so lucky to have NAB Ventures and Real VC come in and back our vision. And we're still at the seed stage, but they really have come in to back us heavily. And we know that building a new economy is a massive ambition. And to do it, you really need the scale of having the scale of businesses on one side, but the scale of consumers on the other. And that's why we're so excited to have the support of the largest business bank in the country, who also has millions of consumer customers who can potentially help accelerate the vision. And we've also just recently announced a strategic partnership with the Australian Retailers Association, who's the peak body for retail in the country. And we're co-designing a solution that will really help small businesses be part of this green economy so they can also participate when they may not have the expertise or the capital to bring in sustainability consultants or a mindset like that. So the investment will really be used to fund our product development and to bring on more brands as founding partners of the green economy before we launch in 2023. And the ultimate goal, we've got, as I mentioned, 250 partners now. We really want to double that. And we'd love to be working with the likes of your Patagonias, your Harris Farm Markets, Mad Max, and others who are already really green or getting greener, because we know the success of this is bringing like-minded brands together who will then bring their like-minded consumers together to help solve the most pressing problem of our time. And that's what McKinsey is saying. The next frontier of loyalty is a coalition of different brands coming together with a unified and meaningful customer value proposition. And we just don't see anything more meaningful right now than taking action on climate.
No, for sure, definitely. And you mentioned loyalty a couple of times. There's some loyalty, obviously Qantas is very well known and Virgin, et cetera. Some of these brands that potentially are really trying to understand where they fit in terms of climate change and all the different directions that could play out. I mean, in terms of loyalty per customers, I mean, how are you sort of engulfing that into your platform from the business's point of view? Like, I've got 6 or 7 different loyalty cards in my wallet, et cetera, but how do I then kind of, you know, bring that into that as well as, you know, your banking app?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So we don't have all the answers yet, but we are learning and we're seeing some incredible results. So firstly, if you want loyalty to work, it's got to be frictionless for the consumer and it's got to be meaningful. The rewards need to actually be meaningful to the consumer. Otherwise, what's another point they don't understand or can't cash in? So by using open banking, we leverage Basic as our open banking partner, and they make it so simple that once a user connects their bank account and we only get read-only access and it's all fully secure, basically partly owned by NAB, Westpac, Visa and the rest of them. But it makes it so simple. The consumer doesn't have to carry around a loyalty card or a barcode or anything like that. We get visibility, so when they're shopping with green brands in the green economy, we automatically apply the offset. And how it's then meaningful is because we're showing these consumers how much of an impact they're making by either staying loyal with existing greener brands that they already shopped with pre-greener, or how new brands that they're shopping with are also helping them reduce their impact. And by putting these brands front and center of the consumer and telling the story, not just this brand X has helped you offset, but they've actually also got this great new pair of jeans that they're a sustainable brand already, but this is now how they're taking it to the next level, and they're avoiding X million truckloads of, I guess, unused fashion or what would typically be destined for landfill to create your new jeans. Our consumers or our users love those stories. So we have seen through our pilots, again, with Harvard, that this not only is just a good idea, this whole sustainable loyalty piece, but it actually is driving tangible results. And we've managed to see that we can be nudging green or upwards of 10% of customers to greener brands from their non-green competition, which with pretty clunky early stage solutions like what we have had in the past is just a massive, I guess, demonstration to what we think the opportunity is if we really nail this.
Yeah, an incredible.
And actually, not when I say if, when we really nail this, Chris.
Yeah, no, and it's so powerful in terms of that ability to showcase and to tell and to really understand what a consumer can contribute and how many consumers can contribute on bulk to actually mass effect, mate. So I congratulate you for that, mate. When we're not talking about the greener economy and we're not talking about consumerism and different loyalty programs, what floats your boat, Tommy, mate, when you get a bit of spare time and have a bit of downtime?
Mate, if only there was such a thing as spare time and downtime as a founder at this stage of our journey. Mate, to be honest, what I said before when it was 5 years ago and since then there hasn't been a day I haven't worked on this, it's true. It's not just a founder saying it. I live and breathe this, and it's probably not as healthy as what it should be. But I know that we can solve this problem, and it's something that I'm just always focused on trying to figure out how do we make it simpler. If I do get a spare moment or at the end of each day, I just love spending time with my amazing fiance and speaking to my sister who's back in Brizzy and her kids. It is just about, you know, all of the people that mean so much to you. And I think, Chris, it's time to probably start getting back out there and doing something a little active because COVID's no longer an excuse for this waistline.
Mate, a little birdie told me you were a fairly decent rugby player back in the day. Was that true?
Mate, back in the day I was okay, but it was a long, long time ago. And, yeah, look, it's been great just spending a bit of downtime on the couch on Stan watching a lot of the rugby that's been going on right now, especially with those mini matches because again, as a busy founder, you can save about 50 minutes by watching the short version of the game.
No, you can do it. My 10-year-old son does that with the cricket games now, and it sort of influenced the way that he bats in terms of trying to do flick shots and reverse sweeps, etc. But, mate,
it might have been that same little birdie that told you I was okay at rugby that shared you were a bit of a cricket star in the day. So I'm really glad to hear it's genetic and you're passing it down.
Wicketkeeper. That was a pretty lower grade wicketkeeper. How about that? Mate, great to catch up and congratulations on what you've achieved at Greener, and we've followed the story for a few years now, and it's great to see that there's some big brands backing you, not only financially but also being part of the ecosystem, which is so important moving forward, and what you're doing in terms of contributing awareness and education for other small businesses I think is fantastic. Really look forward to catching up, mate, in the future and keeping abreast of the progress.
And appreciate it, Chris. And thanks for being such a critical player in the Australian fintech, but also startup ecosystem. I just love seeing all of your different posts and listening to your podcast because it just keeps you abreast and, again, at low effort, which is always great.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate it and look forward to catching up.
Thanks, mate.
For more information on Sub11, jump onto our LinkedIn or email me, chris@sub11.com.au. Thanks for listening.
Listen to the Unfunded podcast brought to you by the Day One Network and hosted by me, tech writer Joan Westenberg. We're sharing the no-holds-barred, untold stories from entrepreneurs who have decided to build a business on their terms. I'll be interviewing successful founders and operators on the grit and ingenuity it takes to build and scale independent startups without the support of traditional venture capital funding. Subscribe to the Unfunded podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts.